This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday. Oh my goodness, what a Friday it is going to be. We are going to have an outstanding time on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. We have questions on everything to the plummet of Hunter Biden. Why does George Soros want to destroy America? 18,000 questions of yours on Iran. Veterans, why don't they get a month? But everyone else seems to get a month. All that. Are we losing the working class? If so, why? And so much more tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. I know it's not the news of the day. We're supposed to talk Iran, and I will get to your Iran questions. I swear I will. And of course, foreigners and things like that. I'll get to all that. I will. We'll even get to make fun of Dome. That'll be a good time. But Jesse, I understand that George Soros is evil, but why the obsession with the destruction of America and Western civilization? What can he gain by destroying it? What could have happened to him personally to want to destroy it? He didn't say I can use his name, so I will not. I think he wanted me to, but if you don't tell me to use your name, I'm not going to. I believe in your privacy. All right, so this is going to apply to George Soros, but it's going to apply to many, 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 many things. Many things. Do you remember a while ago, I was telling you a story, and I even forget what we were talking about. Sorry, I'm stupid. I went to community college. I forget what we were talking about. But I talked about how in my high school, we got word that we were going to get a foreign exchange student from Sweden. And I don't know how much I elaborated. I don't remember. But immediately, all the guys were thinking, well, let's hope it's a chick, right? Let's hope it's a Swedish chick. We're a bunch of hicks from Montana. I'd never even seen a Swedish person, man or woman. It'd be nice to talk to a Swedish girl. Maybe she'll go to prom with me, that kind of a thing. I don't know that I ever got to the point where she got there. And she was really odd. Now, what happened next was a bit baffling to me at the time. I think I was a sophomore. I don't remember. I don't remember that. What happened next was one of the most vicious gossip, reputation-destroying campaigns I have ever witnessed in my personal life. By who? By the other women in the high school who were well aware that a hot Swedish girl just landed on the premises and that all the guys were talking about her. And because I just didn't look at life that way, I guess I was naive. I was just happy with my buddies. I wanted to not go to class and have fun with my friends and play basketball and talk to girls. I was just a normal high school dude. I just didn't look at life in that way. It was one of the first experiences in my life where I watched somebody be ripped to shreds for nothing. I just didn't understand. I didn't understand it. And half the girls who were doing it, they were super pretty themselves. I didn't understand it. Good people
And I guess naive Jesse, which is two different things. But good people do not understand, do not appreciate the degree to which evil people, bad people, want to destroy beauty and success and what is good. They don't understand it because you can't relate to that way of thinking. When I've told you before, the last time we had this talk was when Mamdani was running to be mayor of New York City. And I told you the lamest argument the right uses against him and all of his crazy ideas is, that won't work. What are you, crazy? That won't work. And we would yell that at him and his supporters, but that won't work. But if you do that, it's going to destroy it. If you do this, it's going to destroy that. We would use that argument over and over and over and over and over again. And I attempted, and I will always attempt whenever this subject comes up, to explain it's not supposed to work. Bernie Sanders knows wealth confiscation won't work. When he suggests it, when Elizabeth Warren suggests it, when AOC suggests it, you can hold up a piece of paper and say, but these are all the places that have tried it, and all it did was make everybody poor, and there was mass starvation. It won't work. They know. It's not supposed to work. It's supposed to destroy. You point to the Democrat or Maria Salazar, and you say open borders, the mass importation of foreigners, this will not just spice up the food. It'll destroy a country. It's going to destroy this. It'll destroy the job market. We can't afford houses anymore. This what? Won't work. Hey, it won't work. They know. That's the point. Somebody who is happy and content doesn't look at anything in life that way. I'm certainly not a good person, but I am quite content. I've got a family I love, car that's functional, AC that works. I can eat at Red Lobster anytime I want. Pretty happy man. When I go anywhere, across town, visit New York City, anything, and I see something cool, whatever it is, beautiful mountain, the beautiful statue, beautiful whatever, I always think to myself, gosh, that's awesome. I'm glad I got to see it. I'm glad something like that exists. I had a buddy, not in this industry, because most of my friends aren't in this industry. I had a buddy called me last week and said he was getting transferred. Now, he was getting transferred to California, which was not ideal, but he was getting transferred to California, and he was getting a 75% pay raise. He had killed it so badly that not only does a 75% pay raise cover all the tax increases, but he's going to buy a two-story home for his family. They have three little girls. He is so happy, and I was overcome with joy the entire conversation listening to that. Why? Because I am not a malcontent. I am content. Therefore, hearing his story of joy gave me joy. Yes, just happy for you. But if I hated my life, if I hated myself, and I found out somebody I knew was getting a 75% pay raise, it would likely fill me with bitterness and resentment. What is communism? What is it? We've talked about it over and over again. What is the true definition of it? The religion of the malcontent, of the malcontent. And now you can come back to the original email and say, but I don't understand. George Soros is a billionaire. You think you have to be poor to be a malcontent? I know all kinds of rich malcontents, poor malcontents, middle class malcontents. There are miserable people everywhere. You think a bigger paycheck's going to make you happy? You got another thing coming. Don't get me wrong. The Red Lobster's nice, but that's not going to do the job. I promise you it won't. Democrats, why do you think Democrats, have you ever heard a Democrat on the campaign trail, a modern Democrat? The entire speech, everywhere they go, is this sucks and this sucks and this sucks and America sucks here and they suck and he's evil and this sucks. And if you elect me, I'm going to get them for you. I promise, you give me power, those people who suck, I'm going to get them. Over and over and over and over and over again. the religion of the malcontent. So they recruit malcontents because that's a prime recruit for them. Where they can't find enough malcontents, they create more malcontents. That's what half this tranny push is. Get some child to chop his penis off and put him on life-destroying, mind-altering drugs. He'll vote Democrat the rest of his life. They look at beauty. They look at someone like Soros looks at America, this beacon of Western civilization, with all the freedom we have, but also the standard of living we have held up for the world, the way we have been the bulwark against tyranny across the globe, and they hate it. You, everything you love about it, here's the best way I could explain it to simplify it before we move on. Everything that makes your heart swell up during the national anthem, everything that makes you proud to be an American, whatever that may be, the things you love about it, those are beautiful things. Wonderful things, right? Good stories. Yeah, as much as you love it, that's how much they hate it. Those are specifically the things they despise. But I don't understand. That's because you're not demonic. Communism is of the devil. Remember that. Envy is of the devil. That's what all this is about. And the devil wants to destroy things that are beautiful. America is beautiful, and Lord willing, will continue to be. And that's why they hate it. Remember that. We'll move on. Hunter Biden is, surprise, surprise, crashing and burning. We'll talk about veterans only getting one day and not a whole month like every other freak in the country before we talk about that. Speaking of Americans, not going to go into it. Had a phone conversation this morning. Had two different conversations with two different companies this morning. One of them basically told me to screw off, told me that they were going to charge me $1,000 for something they screwed up. The next one, had a call. It was an hour after that one, had a call scheduled, had set up the call yesterday, had an email confirmation of the call. He just never called. Eventually sent me an email saying, I'm so sorry, I forgot to call. Can I call tomorrow? I said, no, we won't be doing business anymore. This is part of why I love Pure Talk so much. Because when you pick up your cell phone and you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly to switch your cell phone service over, I don't have to sit and stress about the customer service experience you're about to have. You're going to save money on your cell service and it's going to be pleasant. And they speak English because they're Americans. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. By the way, speaking of customer service, I don't know why I'm going off on this. I'll go back to emails in a moment. But I had to talk about something that happened at Lowe's last week. I had to go pick up something at Lowe's. I have to fix a drywall patch. It doesn't matter. But I had to go pick up a couple things at Lowe's. And I went into the section where I was browsing what doorknobs I was going to have the boys come by, whatever. But it was totally weird to me because they were all locked up behind glass. And there was a Lowe's guy walking by. And the Lowe's guy, I stop him real quick. I'm like, hey, buddy, sorry not to bug you. I know you're busy, but these are just doorknobs. Why are they all locked up behind glass? And the look he gave me, he gives me this kind of exasperated look. And he goes, yeah, man, I know. And I said, well, what? And he said, buddy, you can't imagine it, but people walk in here and just steal this kind of stuff all the time now. All the time. And I thought about that. I've been thinking about it a lot when I rant and rave about what Democrats have done to this country on purpose. Don't separate politics from that. When you let scum out of prison as fast as you can, when you import foreign scum into the country as fast as you can, having doorknobs locked up in Lowe's is downstream of all that. All this stuff was a choice, has been a choice, and it is a choice we can reverse if we get Democrats out of power in this country and keep them out of power in this country. If we keep electing Democrats, you keep having the doorknobs at Lowe's locked up. You keep having to talk to click, click, and pop, pop, and a boo every time you get a hold of customer service. This is a result of allowing Democrats into power in the country. Oh, by the way, and Republicans like Maria Salazar, of course. She's going to have to own a bunch of that because, well, she sucks. I did get your email. I'm not going to read it, but I did get an email from somebody who lived under Maria Salazar when she was a mayor in South Florida. Apparently she was a mayor. I didn't know this, as a matter of fact. She was a mayor during COVID. I know you're going to find this shocking, but she was a complete tyrant. Lockdowns, masks, the whole works. She's not a Republican, okay? She's not a Republican. She's a communist wearing a Republican skin suit. She's a foreigner. Jesse, how are you feeling now seeing Hunter Biden broke and acting like the true drug addict he is, challenging Eric and Donald Trump Jr. to cage matches? All right, I'm going to say something, and you're going to hate it. And then we're going to move on because I know you're going to be mad at me, and that's fine. I just have to say something. I told you before, we've talked about this. You probably know this story because we've discussed it before, of Joe Biden. Joe Biden, for his family, he was supposed to be the golden goose. He was going to be the politician, and he was the politician that got elected, and then did Biden things, you know, find a way to corruptly enrich the whole family, all that stuff. Joe Biden's family is in this terrible, terrible car accident. Terrible car accident. And Joe Biden's, you know, obviously death, kids injured. Either way, Hunter Biden is injured quite severely during that car accident. Joe Biden, I believe he just got elected to the Senate, if I remember the story right, just got elected to the Senate after that car wreck. Now, his little boy, Hunter Biden, who was young. I don't know how old in that picture. I look at the picture, I would guess 3, maybe. Broken bones, casts, the works. You can go look up this picture, by the way. He's laying there in a hospital bed. Have you ever had your kids hurt, severely hurt? I have. I was wrestling with James when he was really, really young. Ended up splitting his head open. It was my fault. And I had to take him to the ER, and they had to roll him up in a sheet like a burrito to get him to sit still so they could staple his head, you know, the back of his head. I remember his screams to this day. This is 15 years ago. To this day, the screams of my little boy haunt me. Dad, do something, you know, that kind of thing. Just rip my heart out. In that moment, Joe Biden had to be sworn into the Senate. They said to Joe, hey, we'll just do it in the hall real quick or something like that in the hospital. We know you're busy. Joe said, no. He took his little wounded boy and forced him to dress up in a suit. You can go look it up. Pictures available online. And then, because he thought the picture of his injured boy in a suit would help his political career, he had them walk into his little boy, his little broken boy's hospital room, and get sworn in there for a photo op off of his severely injured son. I feel terrible for Hunter Biden. I know he's a world-class scumbag. I understand that. Drug addict and criminal, and I understand all that. Look, everybody had a dad. No one had a dad who was perfect, right? I'm certainly not. But my dad would never do something like that. If you tried to bring a camera into a hospital room when I was in a cast, my dad would probably beat you to death and leave you laying in the hall. Joe Biden said, no. Get a suit on him. This will help me in the polls. That's the kind of upbringing Hunter Biden had. Remember that. We'll do more next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The emails are so good, and there are so many of them. I should probably pick up the pace, but whatever. I'm enjoying myself. I swear to you, I'm going to get to all your Iran emails. I know, Chris, I'm getting to them. If it sounds like I'm avoiding them, good, because I am. I might not even get to them for 20 minutes or so, because there were so freaking many. You have questions, you have concerns. Some of you are very angry, some of you are very happy, some of you blah, 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 blah. We'll talk about all of it. Jarhead, this guy says, why do veterans only get a day? Why do we only give veterans one day, but we have Black History Month, Pride Month, Muslim Heritage Month? Says I can say his name. His name is Robert, United States Marine Corps. How about that? Semper Fi, my brother. Why do veterans only get a day? Well, I know you've heard the phrase before, a closed mouth don't get fed, right? A closed mouth don't get fed. Here is the aggravating truth of politics, just politics in general, how it's always been, and certainly politics in America. Good people, people who love the country. If you were to actually go down and profile the most patriotic Americans, you would find something fairly consistently. Almost all of those people are employed at full-time jobs or trying to find a full-time job. Some people, two full-time jobs, trying to make ends meet. Many of them, certainly not all, but many of them are married. Many of them, not all, but I guarantee you it's the majority of them, have children. Okay, so already, job, spouse, kids, already we have these things. Now, I'm not talking about hardcore politicos necessarily like you or me. I'm just talking about run-of-the-mill, stand-up, hand-over-their-heart, patriotic American, I love America. Maybe not the most politically informed, but love America. That's kind of your stereotypical patriotic American. And that person, because that person is striving for other things, oftentimes dedicates no time whatsoever to political or patriotic things. Why? They have something else. I can't form a big veterans protest at City Hall this weekend. I've got to get this time and a half done. If I get 50 hours this week, then I should be able to afford that dirt bike I've been saving up for. This is how normal people think. I can't come to City Hall this weekend and call all my friends and organize something. I promised my husband that we would go, that I would let him take me to the shooting range, and he's been wanting me to go, so I'm going to go this weekend. She's got other stuff. Last night, maybe you saw me there, by the way. Come say hi next time. Last night, as soon as the show was over, I had to grab my keys and race out the door because my kid had a track meet here in the area. And last night, as soon as work was over, if you asked me, hey, we're having a big veterans protest down at City Hall. Well, I can't. I got to go. My kid's got a track meet. I'm not going to miss my kid running. So I had to race over to the track meet and watch my boy run. That is not to excuse not getting involved politically. However, let's break down the Democrat coalition. In fact, let's just nail down one part of it, the most reliable part of it. I'm not going to have the exact numbers because I didn't pull it up, but I don't need them because you remember it was true. How did married men vote last election? They voted for Trump. How did married women vote? They voted for Trump. Now, I need to clarify something because this is going to be important.
It was close to 50-50, but it was, you know, 52-48 married men voted for Trump. 52-48 married women voted for Trump. 53-54% of single men voted for Trump. But there was an outlier in there. An outlier that jumped off the page if you read the poll, and every poll reflects this. I believe the number was 67%, but we'll just call it 70 for simplicity's sake. 70% of single women voted for Kamala Harris. 70%. Now, that just looks like numbers on a page to you, numbers on your phone as you read poll numbers. But what you should be seeing there is a standing army that is ready and willing to answer the call. Have you ever looked at the demographics of a commie protest in your area? It's almost all young single women or old communists. Young single women or old communists. Why? They're old and retired, or they're young, no husband, no kids, no nothing else in the world, just time to go burn down Western civilization. Therefore, back to your question. Veterans in general, not universal, obviously. Just because you're a veteran doesn't make you good or a saint or anything like that. It means you did one good thing in your life, right? It's a good thing. I'm glad you did it. But one good thing. Veterans, though, in general, they got to work. You, at one point in time in your life, 18, 19 years old, maybe you were trying to serve your country. Maybe you were just trying to better yourself, make yourself better. Maybe you were trying to get out of a bad home situation. But whatever reason, at 18, 19 years old, you went and signed your name on the dotted line for a multi-year-long period of time. And you volunteered to go do what you're told, when you're told, eat crappy food, unless you were in the Air Force, go wherever around the globe, possibly die. That shows there is something inside of you. I'm not going to say, I don't know that superior is the way I want to look at it, but you have something in you that is good. Something in you drives you. That type of person, when they get out, they move on with life. They go get jobs. Oftentimes they get families. They move on with life. They don't dedicate all their time to trashing the country. You mentioned the protests. Black History Month, Pride Month, Muslim Heritage Month. These are all communist groups. None of these groups, by the way, stand for anything they say they stand for. These are all done by a bunch of jobless, miserable commie activists who knew enough to go lobby members of Congress, mayors, governors, to lobby and lobby loudly on behalf of something. And these useless weakling idiots we have in office, they can't stand up to the loud communist lobbying, so they cave. Do you remember? Please do remember, we were one vote away from not having Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Not that I'm a huge fan, but we were one vote away from not having him. And do you want to know why we were one vote away from not having him? Because the absolute eunuch named Jeff Flake, he used to be a senator from the state of Arizona. He got stopped. There's video of this. You can go look it up if you would like. He got stopped in an elevator in the United States Senate by this loud harpy, this loud commie hag screaming in his face. And instead of standing there resolute or looking strong at all, Jeff Flake looked like he was going to melt into a puddle. He looked like he'd rather die than have to stand there and get scolded by that commie witch for another second. And Jeff Flake folded like that. He immediately, by the way, this is how it actually went. He immediately went to the Senate chamber and said, I think I'm a no. Immediately. Why does this scummy group and that scummy group, he gets a month and he gets a month and he gets a month because they got nothing else to do. And therefore they form these groups of other miserable malcontents and they go rally for it all the time. Why does a veteran only get a day? Because he gets out and he goes to work. He's busy working construction. He doesn't have time for it. All right, we're moving on. Talk a little Trump stuff. We'll get to the Iran stuff and other things. Let's talk about this. Saw a video today. A video of something that just recently happened to a listener on this show. What was the video? Guy's out on a bicycle, countryside. a large pit bull comes screaming at him out of a yard. What's he do? Pulls out pepper spray, hoses him, dog goes squealing off. The guy gets to live another day. Remember that email I read you where the Byrna compact launcher saved some lady from getting mauled by a pit bull? Byrna compact launcher will save you from getting mauled by a pit bull, an illegal, a lot of things. SWAT teams carry them for a reason. Private security firms carry them for a reason. They're non-lethal, so they're legal in all 50 states. You don't need some permit. You don't need a background check. All you need to do is go to Byrna.com, B-Y-R-N-A, and get one for your daughter so she doesn't get mauled or assaulted, God forbid. B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
But my it focus is just stay focused.
You morons. That wasn't me. That was Jewish producer Chris. And it is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's check in with how having an open border works.
An elaborate conspiracy plot to allegedly fast-track their immigration status. Federal agents made the arrest, rounding up 11 people who are Indian nationals who are now charged in connection with a plot to stage fake armed robberies at area convenience and liquor stores. Federal authorities say some of the defendants posed as store clerks who could then claim on their immigration applications that they were victims of violent crimes, a designation that would make them eligible for what's known as a U visa.
That sounds great. Things are going great around here. Hey, Pitmaster, if Trump just closed the border and deported all the illegals and arrested those three commies in Minnesota, plus getting the economy back on track, I think his poll numbers would be awesome. I'm afraid he tried doing too much, and now we're going to give back control to the commies. So on and so forth. All right, so this will come on. We'll come back to this during our Iran talks. I'm going to get to some of these Iranian emails. We'll come back to this, but I will say, remember the talk we had about Trump in Greenland? Do you remember that? I want to rewind back to that. It was something that came out of left field for almost every American, because the vast majority of Americans, they've heard of Greenland. They know roughly where it is, but you don't care about Greenland. I don't care about Greenland. And Trump had even mentioned it before on social media, but we all just kind of dismissed it. Trump says a lot of things on social media. You know, one day he'll say, we need to get illegals deported. And the next day he's calling some actress fat. You know, you don't know what you're going to get with Trump and social media. So whatever. But then he got elected second time. Well, third time, to be honest. He gets elected the third time. And Trump starts in on this whole thing. No, we're going to take Greenland. This is going to be ours. Well, I can't rule out sending in the military. To the point, remember European countries were sending troops? Now, it was like 20 of them, but they were sending troops, other NATO countries, into Greenland. We will defend Greenland. Trump said, well, I'll take it. I'll just come over there and take it. I'll bomb it from you. And there were people who thought it was great and hilarious. Maybe that was you. There were people who hated it, thought it was the worst thing in the world. I was really neither. I didn't care, because I explained something, and that something is this. Guys like Donald Trump, maybe you're angry with him right now, so maybe this will hurt to hear, but Trump has a life resume that is astounding, that is unbelievably rare. He is won the presidency, then got arrested, multiple felonies, convicted, then turned around and won the presidency again. Before that, he was an international real estate mogul. Not national. You can go play at a Trump golf course all over the planet. His name's in lights, a television star, probably, I don't know if this is accurate. Chris, Corey, yell at me if I'm wrong. Before he ever ran for office, could you argue that Donald Trump was one of the most top 10 recognizable names on planet Earth? Chris said top five. Yeah, I thought that'd be about it, right? Yeah, I didn't want to be too myopic, but yeah, that's before he was the two-time. Chris, I've been reading a lot. Myopic is a great word. That's the two-time president of the United States of America before he was that, one of the most recognizable names on the planet. Now, that is not to puff up Donald Trump and puff up his resume, but what does accomplishment mean for you? What is something that would give you a great amount of joy? There's something in your life, your personal life. Maybe you want to meet a girl, meet a guy, or have a baby. Maybe in your business life, you want a promotion. Maybe you want to move one day. Jesse, I want a beach house in Florida. I want a bass boat. And if you were ever able to obtain that, that would give you a feeling of satisfaction, right? I have the same stuff, the exact same stuff. I told you, Ob and I have dreamt of buying a condo in Florida. It's too expensive. We're not going to do it. But I have those kind of dreams too. Do you know how unexciting a bass boat in a condo in Florida is for Donald Trump? It's the best way I can explain it is that guys like that, they are always shooting for the stars in ways that normal people like you and me can never, ever, ever understand. They can never understand it. I cannot understand it. I watched my sons. We took my mom out to dinner the other night, and there were these double doors going in and out of the restaurant. And I watched one son walk up to the first set of doors, grab it, open it, and stand there and hold it open for everyone who walked in. The other son walked in right after him, ran over to the other door and opened it up, and my two boys held the doors open without a word for everybody to walk right through. I felt like I just conquered the planet. I'm walking through, and I didn't let him see it, but I walked by him, and I just had this big old grin on my face, like, yeah, all right, I did one good thing. For Donald Trump, what gives him that feeling? He needs something bigger. Well, I'm going to go take Greenland. Greenland's really important, and it is really important militarily because of the northern sea lanes and things like that. No, I'm going to go take Greenland. And normal people like us look at each other and think, "What? Who cares about Greenland? What are you talking about? What? No. What? This is dumb. Why are we wasting time on this? Why are we wasting political capital on this?" That's how guys like that think. Alexander the Great gets a great army, goes over and conquers the Persian Empire, the largest, most powerful empire on the planet. And Alexander the Great, after all that, he's done all this. He's like 30. Looks around and says, "Let's go conquer more." What? What do you mean? You're like the king of the world. You're like the king of the known world right now. What? Go conquer more? Yeah. I need more stuff. I think there's some of that in Trump. Now, keep in mind, that endless ambition can get you killed. It can destroy everything you've worked for. It can. This is not me telling you it's great or it's bad, but it is real. Now we'll dig into these emails, the good, the bad, the ugly, as promised, all your Iranian talk before we move off that subject. And let's talk about ZipRecruiter first. Let's talk about something great. Let's talk about working with good people. Not that I would know. But doesn't it make your life easier when you work with people who are intelligent? I mean, you would have to tell me, but it's hard to find those people, isn't it? It's hard to find people who are motivated. It's hard to find people who really want a job, but it's not hard for ZipRecruiter. They now use technology to move those people to the front of the line. So it's not just that you're getting matched with the best candidates. It's the best, most interested candidates. They're the ones put in front of you immediately. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody good the first day. That's absurd. That's unheard of. That's why ZipRecruiter is the hiring site employers prefer the most. Try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.